AI agents are everywhere, automating tasks and making decisions at machine speed. But agents make mistakes. Just one rogue agent can do big damage before you even notice. Rubrik Agent Cloud is the only platform that helps you monitor agents, set guardrails, and rewind mistakes, so you can unleash agents, not risk. Accelerate your AI transformation at rubrik.com. That's rubrik.com.
Okay, so get this right. This source material starts out with this line.
Okay.
Imagine rewriting the very essence of life itself. I'm telling you.
Wow.
I got chills.
Yeah.
And they're not kidding. This is happening right now.
Right.
Like, yeah. Literally right now in labs all around the world.
Yeah.
And it feels straight out of science fiction.
I know. It's pretty crazy.
It really is.
Yeah.
But we need to start with the basics.
Totally.
What exactly is CRISPR? What can it do? And what are the really big questions that it raises for humanity?
Yeah, you're absolutely right. It's so easy to get caught up in all the amazing possibilities.
But totally.
We have to understand the fundamentals.
Help me out here, because this source keeps talking about molecular scissors.
Right.
And I get that it's about editing genes. Mm-hmm. But, I mean, what does that even really mean?
It's a great analogy.
Okay.
Think of DNA as the instruction manual
for
building and running a living organism.
Right.
Incredibly complex, very detailed.
Yeah.
CRISPR gives us the ability to actually target a specific sentence in that manual.
Wow.
A gene. And you can either snip it out, you can replace it, you can even just tweak it a little bit.
We're editing the code of life.
Exactly. And what's so revolutionary is that it's adapted from a natural system that's found in bacteria.
Right.
Bacteria use it to defend themselves against viruses by cutting up the viral DNA.
Whoa.
And scientists realized, hey, we can use this same mechanism to make precise changes to any DNA sequence.
Oh my gosh.
It could be bacteria, plants, even humans.
So we're borrowing tools from bacteria.
That's right.
To rewrite our own genetic code.
It is kind of humbling, right?
It is amazing and kind of terrifying.
Yeah. And it really underscores how careful we need to be.
Right.
That natural origin is what makes it so effective. Mm. But it also means we're dealing with something that we don't totally understand yet.
You know, we're tinkering with the fundamental building blocks of life here.
This source was talking about how accessible CRISPR is now.
Right.
Faster, cheaper, way more accurate than older gene editing tools.
And that is a double-edged sword.
I bet.
On the one hand, it's really opened things up.
Yeah.
Democratizing research and development.
Right.
Opening up possibilities that we could only have dreamed of a few years ago. Mm. But then there's the other side of it.
Yeah.
Concerns about regulation, about misuse. Mm. Who gets to use this? What do they use, if for?
This isn't some theoretical science experiment.
No.
This source has so many examples of CRISPR already being used.
And the examples are really mind-blowing.
Yeah.
I mean, in healthcare alone,
yeah.
the potential is just staggering.
Like what?
We're talking about curing genetic disorders
mm-hmm.
that have plagued humanity for centuries.
Yeah.
Sickle cell anemia, hemophilia.
Wow.
Even some cancers.
It's hard to wrap my head around that.
It is, isn't it?
Eradicating these diseases entirely.
It's profound.
It is.
Think about all the generations who have suffered.
Yeah.
The families impacted.
Uh-huh.
And it goes beyond treating those existing conditions.
Yeah.
CRISPR lets us prevent these diseases from ever occurring in the first place.
So parents could decide to ensure their kids are born without...
That's the potential.
Wow.
A whole new era of preventative medicine.
Right.
Where you're targeting the root cause of the disease at the genetic level.
And it's not just healthcare.
No.
It's agriculture, too.
Absolutely.
This source is talking about CRISPR revolutionizing agriculture.
Imagine crops that can resist drought, resist pests, or thrive even in harsher conditions.
Yeah.
This could be a total game changer when it comes to global hunger.
Wow.
Especially in those regions facing food insecurity.
Disease eradication.
Yeah.
Food security.
Mm-hmm.
It's almost too good to be true.
Right.
But I know there's got to be another side to this.
There is.
The source mentioned some pretty serious risks.
We need to examine those carefully. It's like we've been given this incredibly powerful tool.
Right.
But we're still learning how to use it safely and ethically.
We are talking about manipulating the very essence of life.
That's right.
I mean, where do the risks come in?
Well,
what are these off-target effects?
Okay. So CRISPR is incredibly precise.
Yeah.
But it's not perfect.
Uh-huh.
Sometimes, because of similarities in DNA sequences,
yeah,
CRISPR might accidentally edit a gene that it wasn't supposed to.
Oh, no.
That's what we mean by an off-target effect.
Okay.
A kind of genetic typo.
Oh.
And those unintended edits, they can have unpredictable consequences.
Like what?
Well, they can range from minor disruptions in the cell function to more serious issues like new mutations or even the development of cancer.
Wow.
Yeah, and we're still learning about the long-term effects of these off-target edits, and it's a major area of research.
So it's like we're figuring out the instructions for this incredibly complex machine.
Right.
And even a little mistake could throw everything off.
That's right.
And then there's the whole ethical side of things.
Exactly.
This source did not shy away from the tough questions.
No, it didn't. And that's where things get really interesting.
Because it's not just unintended consequences, right, like at the cellular level.
Yeah.
It's the societal impact of being able to actually edit our genes.
Right.
And this source brought up designer babies.
Yeah.
And honestly, that is both fascinating and kind of scary.
It really captures the imagination, right?
It does.
The idea that we could choose our children's traits.
Everything.
Yeah, from their eye color to even their intelligence.
Oh my gosh.
But it raises so many ethical questions.
Where do we draw the line?
Exactly.
Like, is it okay to edit out a gene for a debilitating disease?
Right.
But what about a gene that influences height or athletic ability? Or what happens when these genetic enhancements are only for the wealthy?
Exactly. It makes you worry about those inequalities, creating a world where your genetic makeup determines your opportunities in life.
And it's not just designer babies.
No.
As we understand the genome more, there's more potential for misuse of genetic information. Like, what if your genetic data is used against you in healthcare or insurance or even to get a job?
It's a chilling thought.
It is.
And it shows just how much we need those really robust legal frameworks and those ethical guidelines. You know, we need to make sure this technology is used responsibly, that everyone benefits.
Absolutely.
Not just a select few.
It feels like we're at a crossroads
with
decisions that could affect generations to come.
It's true.
So how do we navigate this? Where do we go from here?
Well, that's where it gets really tricky.
Oh.
Regulating a technology as powerful as CRISPR, that's evolving this quickly, that's no easy feat.
Right.
It's like trying to hit a moving target.
Oh, gosh.
And that's exactly what we'll be diving into next.
Okay.
Yeah.
I can't wait.
I know. It's exciting stuff.
It is?
Yeah. Regulating something like CRISPR.
Right.
It's so powerful.
Yeah.
And it's advancing so fast.
Mm.
That is a challenge.
It really is.
It's like trying to hit a moving target.
The science is constantly evolving.
Exactly.
And the ethical and societal implications
are
even more complex.
It's true.
This source really highlighted that tension.
It did. And it reminded me of this quote by a bioethicist.
Oh, yeah.
He said, "With CRISPR, we've entered an era where we can actually shape the future of life itself.
Ugh.
But we haven't even agreed yet.
Yeah.
On what shape that future should take."
That's so true.
It is, isn't it?
We have this power.
We do.
But we're still trying to figure out what it means to use it responsibly.
It's a big question.
This source pointed out that different countries are taking really different approaches to CRISPR.
It's true, yeah.
Some have really strict regulations and others are way more permissive.
That's right.
So it's this global patchwork
of
rules and guidelines.
Yeah.
That sounds like a recipe for chaos.
It makes it really hard to come to an international consensus.
The source brought up the genetically edited babies in China.
Right.
A few years ago.
That caused a lot of controversy.
It did.
And really highlighted the fact that there just isn't any global agreement on how far we should be going with this.
I remember that.
Yeah.
It felt like CRISPR had moved from science fiction to reality.
Yeah, that was a big moment.
And it brought up so many questions.
It did.
About scientific responsibility,
right,
ethical boundaries, the role of governments in all of this.
In regulating these new technologies.
This source had some hypothetical situations.
I know, right?
That really made me think.
It's designed to make us think about these complex issues.
Yeah.
One scenario asked, if you could, would you edit your child's genes to prevent a serious disease?
That's a tough one.
It's a deeply personal question, but it also has huge societal implications.
Because you want to protect your child.
Of of course.
But if everyone starts making these choices,
right,
what happens to diversity?
Yeah.
What happens to what it means to be human?
It's a big question.
Where's the line?
That's what we need to figure out.
Is it okay to edit out genes for debilitating diseases?
Right.
But what about height or intelligence?
Exactly.
Or just appearance?
It's complicated. There are no easy answers.
His source argued that we have to start talking about this now.
Yeah, before it's too late.
Before the technology gets away from us.
Before we can't make informed and ethical decisions anymore.
And these conversations have to include everyone.
I agree.
Not just scientists and politicians.
This isn't just about the science. It's about values.
Yeah.
Ethics and the kind of future we want to create.
The source made a point about how these discussions could actually shape CRISPR research.
That's so important.
Public dialogue.
Yes.
Can actually change what scientists study.
And make sure that the research is in line with what people want.
So it's not just scientists off in a lab somewhere.
Exactly.
It's this feedback loop.
It should be.
Between science and society.
A constant conversation.
Scientists need to know what people are worried about.
Absolutely.
And people need to understand the science.
Oh, we can have these discussions.
They did.
And make informed decisions.
This source really emphasized informed consent.
Oh, it's crucial.
If people are going to make choices about gene editing,
uh-huh,
they need to know the risks and the benefits.
Informed consent is so important, especially when we're talking about changing our genetic code.
This isn't just ticking a box.
No, it's not.
It's about real conversations.
Open and honest conversations.
Yeah. With patients.
Making sure they really get it.
Making sure they understand all the complexity.
And uncertainty.
All of it.
And then there's the whole issue of access.
Right.
Will everyone be able to use these technologies?
That's a huge question.
Or will it just be for rich people?
We need to make sure that these technologies are available to everyone.
Equally.
So that everyone has a chance to benefit.
Regardless of how much money they have.
Exactly.
This source said, we need a global framework for governing CRISPR.
We do.
Something beyond just these different national regulations.
We need to work together
to
establish ethical guidelines and regulatory frameworks.
That can actually keep up.
Yes, because this technology
science
affects all of us.
It does, no matter where we live.
We're all in this together.
This is a powerful tool
with
the potential to change everything.
Healthcare, agriculture, even what it means to be human.
It's exciting.
Yeah.
And a little scary.
And we need to be talking about it.
We do.
I feel like we've covered a lot.
We have.
But there's still so much more to learn.
There is.
So in our final segment,
yes,
we're going to talk about the future of CRISPR.
What's coming next?
What does it mean for humanity?
The big questions.
We've talked about the potential, the risks, the ethics, the regulations.
It's a lot to take in.
It is. But what about the future? What's on the horizon for CRISPR?
This source gives us some insight into some trends and research that are happening now.
Okay. One thing that I thought was really interesting was improving the precision of CRISPR.
Right.
Can you talk about that?
So you remember those off-target effects?
Yeah.
Scientists are working really hard to minimize those by developing systems that are even more accurate and efficient.
Like fine-tuning those molecular scissors.
Exact.
Sharper, more precise.
And they're also figuring out ways
to
actually control the activity of CRISPR. Mm-hmm. So it only edits the genes it's supposed to.
That's so important.
It is. It's crucial for safety.
Right.
And making sure that we avoid those unintended consequences.
The source also mentioned something about artificial intelligence being used in CRISPR research.
Yeah, that sounds futuristic.
It does.
But it's happening.
Wow.
Researchers are developing algorithms that can look at huge amounts of genetic data and actually predict the outcomes of different CRISPR edits.
Like a super intelligent assistant for scientists.
It is, helping them navigate all the complexity.
Oh, AI could make CRISPR more effective and safer.
Exactly. By using AI, scientists can refine those techniques, reduce the risks, and really speed up the development of new therapies.
Wow.
It's really cool to see those two fields come together.
It feels like we're on the edge of something huge.
It does.
A whole new era of discovery.
Yeah.
But it's hard not to think about
the
ethical implications.
Absolutely.
Of all of this gene editing.
Yeah, and one of the biggest concerns is genetic privacy. You know, the more we can manipulate genes, the bigger the chance that genetic information could be misused.
It's a double-edged sword.
It is.
All this possibility, but with downsides.
What if your genetic data was used against you?
Yeah.
By insurance companies or employers.
That is a scary thought.
That's a future that we really need to avoid.
So how do we prevent that from happening?
We need those laws and regulations.
Okay.
To make sure that genetic information is used responsibly.
So it's about more than just the science.
It is.
It's about protecting people.
It's about protecting our rights.
So much to think about.
There is.
We've covered CRISPR from the beginning.
We have.
Its potential to change medicine and agriculture.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe even what it means to be human.
The risks. The dilemmas.
The regulations.
It's been a journey.
I think what I've learned is that CRISPR is a powerful tool.
It is.
That could shape the future.
For better or worse.
Yeah.
It's up to us to decide.
This source made us really think.
It did.
About the kind of future we want to build.
Our values, our responsibilities, our hopes.
CRISPR will be debated for years to come.
I think that's a safe bet.
And I can't wait to see what happens.
And me too. It's a really exciting time.
To be alive at the beginning of a new era of science and technology.
Absolutely.
Remember, knowledge is power.
It is.
You know more about CRISPR now?
That's right.
Its potential, the challenges.
Mm-hmm.
Use that knowledge. Talk to people. Ask questions.
And get involved.
Help shape the future of this technology.
It's up to all of us.
Until next time, keep exploring, keep learning.
And keep diving deep.